Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Migs Show. Only on the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The party that we are throwing is the first of its kind. Yes. I don't know that KISW has ever had a party at a Chuck E. Cheese before.
I know. I know Miles Montgomery from the men's room has always wanted to do one. So he's more than welcome to join us this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. We're at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma, Taran Daly.
It's going to be so amazing. They're giving us this huge loft space that overlooks the whole game and party area.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to have pizza. I'm bringing my kid. Are you bringing your kid?
Tatum's coming. She's fired up. She's so excited to play all the games. Of course, we'll be hanging out in the loft area. We'll also be playing all the games. But if you're looking for us and you show up, then head on up to the loft area. They've sectioned that area off just for all the rockaholics. So it's going to be a great time. Bring your kid. Let's party and let's have fun.
Get all the details on the party at KISW.com.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play
Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Let's meet our cellmates. We have Matt in Mill Creek. Matt, I hear that they have your picture up in the back of all the 7-Elevens.
Excuse me?
Is that true?
All right, so let me preface this story with, we were already drunk. Anyway, so we went to the 7-Eleven to get more beer because, you know, why not, right?
That's what you do.
We were underage, didn't have any money, so
that's not what you
do. Didn't realize there was a bunch of cops across the street, and went into the 7-Eleven and tried to do a smash and grab, and then we came out to cops greeting us with their weapons.
Ooh.
Wow, right place at the right time.
did you guys get like arrested and all of that?
Yeah, we were all on probation at the time.
Oh.
You said your mom was not happy, so that had to have been, I think that's the worst part. It's like, yeah, getting popped by the cops, that sucks. But, you know, you're one of many that they've dealt with probably. But it's when you have to deal with your parents and you're an underage and you're being an idiot and smash and grab, like all of that. How much trouble did you get in with mom?
Oh, a lot. I could have got out the same day, but she said, screw it, and let me stay in there. And I was in there for about a year.
What?
Oh, she was very mad at you.
Did you learn your lesson, though? Do you pay for your alcohol now?
I quit drinking.
Hey, good for you, Matt.
Okay, so weird question. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a good relationship with mom now?
Yeah. But it took a while to get it back going.
What was that kind of, like? I mean, I'd imagine you were very upset with her, and she was upset with you, of course. But that's extreme to be like, hey, yeah, keep them in there for a year. Do you feel like that was the right decision at the time? Did that turn you around to be a better person, or did you hold ill will?
Lesson.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, we're going to introduce you to your cellmate, who is Jay on Vashon Island. Jay, this is going to be a PSA for wearing your helmet.
For sure. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Jay?
So I was working at an automotive shop, I don't know, say about 5 years ago. And we had a customer bring in one of those 50cc, like, miniature speed bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got it all working and fixed up and running. And, of course, I got to test drive it. So, and I don't have a helmet. And I'm riding back and forth in Shoreline on the sidewalk, just buzzing back and forth. And two cops pull in into this parking lot. They get out of their car, flag me down, and they're going, so what do you think you're doing? We're going to have to write you a ticket.
Oh.
You're not wearing a helmet. And I'm like, hey, you know, I work like a block down the street. I'm right there at that auto shop. I was just testing it out for a customer. Can I go just park it? And got lucky on it, and they just, you know, left me alone. But I got a real stern talking to about, you know, how I'm not supposed to ride on the sidewalk and have a helmet while I'm doing so.
So no ticket, nothing like that then?
Yeah, I got very lucky that day.
Out of curiosity, did you ever look up to see what kind of, how much would the ticket have been if they did decide to give you a ticket?
You know, I never actually went and did that. That's an interesting one. I probably should have.
Those things are not street legal.
No, not anymore. They got rid of them.
Did you tell the customer when they came back? You know, hey, funny story about your bike here.
Oh, I told the whole shop and the boss and the owner. And, oh, yeah, we were all having a good old laugh over it.
Well, Steve Miggs, based on the severity of the crimes of our two cellmates, who should go first in the game?
I think I'm going to go with Matt in Mill Creek. What a powerful story about him and his mom, man.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, first question to you.
All right.
What is the traditional sauce atop Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Yes. All right, Jay, you must get this correct for the game to continue. Otherwise, Matt is our winner. Here we go, Jay. Right. Caitlin Clark was the first overall pick in the WNBA draft. Which team selected her?
I have no idea.
The Indiana Fever, baby.
Which, up until yesterday, I did not know the name of the team from Indiana, so I understand.
You know what? Caitlin Clark is massively responsible for new fans coming into the WNBA, coming into the NCAA Women's Tournament. She was awesome.
And she's responsible for Matt winning the tickets to go see the Black Keys over at Climate Pledge Arena. Congrats, Matt.
That's the date. That's 3 days before my birthday. This is going to be awesome.
Dude, that's on my birthday. That's how awesome
it
is.
Wait, my birthday is October 6th. That's hilarious.
What?
Mine's October 3rd. This is crazy, man.
So wait, what are all your zodiac signs?
Libra for life.
Are you guys Libras too? Libra. Oh my God, three Libras all at once.
We're like a perfect circle song.
Well, congratulations to Matt. Well, imagine being on trial and falling asleep during it. One well-known celebrity apparently did just that. And you're going to hear what happened after Imagine Dragons.
The Daily Mix Show.
Jury selection is expected to continue this morning in the case of the people of the state of New York versus Donald Trump, the very first criminal trial of a former president ever.
I did not realize that they've had so much problems with the amount of finding a juror. Because you think about, like, everyone, like, nobody wants to do jury duty. Well, I say nobody, but there's some people that do love doing it, and I say, let them handle it all the time for the rest of us. But apparently there's just too many people that said they couldn't be fair and impartial, and they've already gone through, I think, 50 different jurors that they were potential jurors, and they're just like, yep, we got to find somebody else. Yep, we got to find somebody else. It's kind of crazy.
Might take a minute.
Yeah.
Well, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times told CNN that Donald Trump seemed to fall asleep during his trial. She had noted that his head had repeatedly dropped, saying that he may have been dozing off. You know when your head does a little head bounce thing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never happened to you before?
No, never.
So during her live blogging of the proceedings, she has, you know, reported on this, and she also talks about it a little bit here.
Well, Jake, he appeared to be asleep, and, you know, repeatedly his head would fall down. There have been other moments in other trials, like the Agent Carroll trial, which was around the corner in January, where he appeared very still and seemed as if he might be sleeping, but then he would move. This time, he didn't pay attention to a note that his lawyer, Todd Blanche, passed him. His jaw kept falling on his chest, and his mouth kept going slack. Now, you know, sometimes people do fall asleep during court proceedings, but it's notable, given the intensity of this morning and a lot of what was being argued.
I I can't throw stones.
No.
I've been very guilty of falling asleep in the worst. Granted, not I've never been on trial, thankfully. Knock on whatever this is, and I hope I never have to be. And I hope that I'd get a good night's rest where I don't fall asleep in that situation. But I've been in some big like company meetings that they throw here at like 1, 2 in the afternoon, hell, sometimes even at 11:30. And by the time this meeting starts, either A, I'm tired, and then B, it's exhausting.
I've seen you do it.
Castle, Ryan Castle's the worst because he watches me. Like, he will just sit there and watch for me to fall asleep with his phone ready. And he has put it on social media, me falling asleep, where it's like you could see like drool starting to like roll out of my face. And it's so embarrassing.
Well, I'm learning about how tired a morning person can actually be these past few months.
Yes.
And I used to give my husband crap all the time for like needing a nap.
Yeah, now you
and
understand
now I'm like,
it, huh?
Oh, Lord, mama needs a nap.
Have you apologized to Brad for that?
Many times.
Okay, good.
And now we try to take turns napping. But even the other day, so we're going through a little bit of a remodel at our house.
A little bit.
It's a lot of it.
She's got a hole in her house.
And I was like, I'm going to lay down for a couple minutes and see if I can catch a little, you know, shut eye. And the work that was going on down underneath my bedroom was saws, hammers, nail guns.
It doesn't matter.
Pa-goom, 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 all that sound. I fell asleep during construction.
Yeah.
And managed to stay asleep for like over an hour.
The worst is here at the meetings because I'll be like, I'm tired. I'm like, don't fall asleep. Ryan Castle's looking at you. Don't fall asleep. And I'll try my best. But once you try not to fall asleep, it gets even harder.
That's true. Because now you're, yeah, especially if the room is a little warm too.
Yes.
A warm room never helps.
Then I have to take my shirt off in the meeting and it's awkward. But, you know, anything to stay awake. And if I don't have any chewing gum, so meetings have been bad. The worst one that ever happened to me was back when I worked at the End. And you remember the band Garbage?
Of course.
Big band.
Shirley Manson.
Right. And at the time, they were like one of the bigger bands in the world of alternative rock music. And they did one of those things called the End Sessions where you go into a studio, there's like 15 or 20 fans that get to go. They won tickets to go to this. And then the employees from the radio station, myself included, we get to go and watch them. For some reason, Garbage, so they were perfectionists. So they would go over, they would do the song, and if they didn't like it, they would do it again.
Mm.
And one of the songs, they did it multiple times, and I was tired. It was like 1, 2 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, I feel the elbow.
Oh.
I fell asleep during the performance. I don't think they noticed, and if they did, they took the high road and didn't call me out on it, but I was out. I was like head nodding, and then finally one of my coworkers was like, wake up, you freaking idiot. Like, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Now Shirley Manson doesn't even like you.
Yeah. Sarah, do you ever fall asleep in anything? Other than at home, of course.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have fallen asleep.
Are you about to say what I think you're going to say?
I was like, don't even want to say it.
Is this like a PG-13 story?
It's not at all.
Okay.
No. Yeah. But I have fallen asleep when George and I first started dating. Yeah. And he I didn't even know.
You know we're on the radio right now.
He let me know.
Story. Okay.
Yeah. But right as the story came up.
So while you guys were like, you know, getting to know each other.
Yes.
I don't know how else to tactfully say it.
Let's say he was getting to know me.
Oh.
Yeah. I went limp, I guess.
Oh, my God.
He was like, babe, you awake? You awake? Yeah, I've never heard the end of that. Yeah, he still brings it up to this day.
Yeah,
Poor guy.
I don't even know how to react. I don't know if I'd be like, you know what? Oh, screw it. I might as well just put some TV on now.
Right? Your job's done. Yeah. Just go to bed.
It's sleepy time.
But that
might as well watch a show.
Probably was the most, like, not appropriate time to fall asleep is when I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think?
I know. I haven't since. Yeah, you know, drinks were involved. I was tired. It was a long day, long night.
I just feel so bad for George.
I know.
Poor George.
He was putting in the work.
Give me a good feeling.
I feel like once a week we learn a story about George that makes you just realize how much of a saint this guy was.
How much I just love him more every time.
And how the fact that he stood by your side throughout all of this is impressive on so many levels.
It really is. I'm impressed every day. 7 years going strong.
Well, yesterday was tax day, and many of us are getting tax returns back. And for one person, they made the mistake of bragging about what they purchased with their tax return on social media. So, of course, we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
Yeah, totally. You just put it right up there.
And Steve Migs.
You might as well just take me to a gentleman's club. This is insane.
On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Steve Migs, baseball season is underway. I'm wondering how many times watching our Seattle Mariners so far have you said my oh my?
You know, I've said this.
Now, f*** you, Mariners.
I don't know if I said my oh my anytime just yet. Actually, yesterday was a great game.
It was.
9-3, beat the Reds.
Are you more likely to say my oh maybe?
Feels like that this year again.
Because that is our new M's inspired t-shirt in the rock shop at KISW.com. It is got that kind of the classic throwback blue with the yellow. There's a trident. It's awesome.
It is pretty sweet. You got to go to KISW.com to check it out right now.
And shop the rock shop for all things baseball inspiration.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday was tax day, and many people are getting their tax returns back. Some are using that money for responsible things. Bills,
yes.
Savings.
Yeah,
others,
credit card debt.
Others not so much, Steve Migs. We came across a Facebook post from someone that purchased a Harley Davidson with their tax return. How much does a Harley cost?
Well, maybe it wasn't brand new. I mean, Harleys are, like, I don't, you're asking me.
It's like the Cadillac of motorcycles. Yeah. I think even a used one is probably pretty spendy. So this woman wrote, quote, check it out. Mama got herself a Harley. Summertime, you'll be catching me on this hog all the time. Apparently, some people in this woman's life were not too pleased. So, of course, we had to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we took this post, we sent it on over to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and there were dozens of comments, and some were very happy for her, others not so much. So we told him, pick your favorite of those comments, reenact them for us, and we'll illustrate just how insane people get on social media. Are you ready for the first post?
I'm so excited.
All right, so this is the first comment to this woman bragging about getting a Harley with her tax return.
Hey, Jess, you bitch. Maybe you should have paid me back the rent money I loaned you first before getting that Harley. And for anyone that says I should take this privately, go f*** yourself. She's left me on read for about 5 months since I DM'd her for my $600. If you aren't going to write me back, then post some stupid shit like this, then you deserve to be put on blast. Bitch, pay up.
Wow.
That escalated
Yikes.
Quickly. What was the beginning of it again?
Hey, Jess, you bitch.
That's it.
Oh, Jess.
Hey, Jess, you bitch.
All right, that's the first comment. And then it just kind of, it spirals from there because everyone's now commenting about that person's post.
LOL, not surprised. You have plenty of experience riding hogs all summer long. LOL.
Okay, that had nothing to do with the money. That's more just about her friendliness.
Extracurricular activities.
Pay Kate back, Jess. You owe her money and post this kind of crap. We all know you're stupid, but f*** me, this is next level, even for you.
Yikes. Jess.
Pay Kate back.
At least you didn't need to buy a helmet. You'd actually need brains for that helmet to protect. Sheesh. Hell, a brain injury might make you smarter. Hashtag pay Kate back, bitch.
I hope this is a trending thing. Hashtag pay Kate back.
Oh, apparently Kate is, everyone's on team Kate.
We should go riding sometime. BTW, you look sexy on that Harley. Mm.
Jason picks the best voices for these things. We had a couple more comments about Jess.
LOL. A dude flirting on a girl being blown up by all of her friends for not paying somebody back. Dude has no chill.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he also doesn't seem to care if whether or not she's good with her money.
This escalated quickly.
Jason, that was weird.
I liked it.
Hey, Jess, you bitch.
That's my favorite part.
That is brutal.
Yeah, if you owe somebody, I see that sometimes where someone like is like bragging about something and then did you not know that you have friends that are expecting money back?
Well, they're going to get it at some point, I bet.
Well, maybe she could lie and say, hey, look, I was going to pay you back, but I had some issues with H&R Block.
Well, did you see this? This is crazy.
I did see the story.
H&R Block's software crashed on tax day and prevented thousands of people from finishing up filing their tax returns.
The worst day for it to crash is, of course, tax day.
I mean, do you get to have like some little extension with an asterisk? Like, hey, it wasn't even my fault. It was H&R Block.
Are you a person that waits till the last minute to get your taxes done? Or
no.
are you quick about it?
I'm quick. But How my... Quick? Like, I mean, I was on it within a couple of, like, usually by, like, February, I'm on it.
I'm a March type of person. I used to be April, like, 2 weeks, maybe even a week before taxes were due. But then all of a sudden, the older I've gotten, the more I need the money back because of, you know, kid and all the stuff that's going on. So sometimes I'm just like, we need that tax return. We got to pay off our credit card. So we use our tax return, pay off the credit card bill that we ran up for our last vacation. So that way we could run up a credit card bill for our new vacation.
It's perfect.
It's a vicious cycle that we're a part of right now.
I feel like you're just bragging that you got money back because I had to pay the man.
Well, you know, I don't know what's the smarter way with that. Because some people, you know, there's arguments on both sides. I don't know if I'm doing the smart thing. I'm doing the easiest thing that gets me money back.
Well, Brad and I both do a fair amount of things that are, you know, independent contractor work. So we typically do have to pay a couple bucks every year because of that. But yeah, I didn't get to buy anything cool. I got to send money to the tax man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I always get fired up. Although this year is just like, okay, yeah, this is paying off some bills. Sarah, do you buy stupid? Oh no, you're.
Did you file your taxes? You know.
Wait.
It's a stress. Thanks for bringing this up. I don't really know what's going on with them, to be honest, but I got an email yesterday. So, I did it wrong, even though I gave it to a guy to do, but I forgot that I was married. So, George and I filed separately, and they didn't teach us this thing in school. So, he has to do something now to get it back because we're going to file together now. But I'm like, okay.
Did you get an extension?
I don't know.
It sounds like you've got a guy. You've got a guy that's working on it.
We might need to get George on the phone to answer these questions.
Oh, he was not happy this morning.
Not happy with you or just not happy in general?
Both. But I'm the one that had to deliver the news.
Oh.
Yes. Because my tax guy messaged me and was like, yo, you did it wrong.
You know what's so fun? So between the two of you, who is the one in charge of the finances primarily?
Him.
I thought you would say you're my dad. VJ handles it for both of us.
I'm 100% the business manager in my marriage. And when we started doing joint filing, and Brad stopped by with all of our paperwork, and it was way ahead of the tax deadline, they were like, Mr. Cash, this is amazing. What are you doing here? Because he had filed an extension, like, basically his entire life.
Oh,
now
wow.
I'm on it.
Nice. Good for you. I just told my wife to stop working. That way we don't have to worry about all that. No, I'm kidding.
I would like George to tell me to do that, because then there would just be one. We wouldn't have to file anything together. Right?
So, Rockaholics, what about you? We know that this person isn't the only person that used their money from their tax return on something random. What did you spend your tax return on? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Sublime.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
With yesterday being tax day, Rockaholics, we are wondering, what did you spend your tax return on? 206-803-ROCK. Amanda, in Gig Harbor, you do the same thing every year, and what is that?
I go to Cozumel, Mexico.
So that's like a little reward after everything. You get your tax return, you just go to Mexico every year.
Heck yes, I love it out there.
Do you go to the same place in Mexico every time, or have you bounced around a little bit?
It was kind of cool because I'm a teacher, and so like the first year I went there, I was really drunk, and then some kid came up to me at a resort I was staying at, and I ended up talking to his family, and then they were like, hey, can you teach our kids how to speak English? So I did for a little bit, and then I have been in touch with them for the last 5 years, and so now I go and I stay at a place, but it's typically I stay with them and teach a little English, but I use a lot of money to buy jewelry, and that's my tax return gift.
What are the odds? What a great a series of weird events that led you to now have a hookup at the place because you helped someone learn how to speak English.
That's awesome.
A question for you. What is it about Mexico that makes you want to go there every year? Because I've never been, so I'm just curious. Why is it that that's your spot that you don't even want to be like, hey, maybe next year I'll go somewhere else?
Yeah, it's because, Cozumel is an island. And so, right across that Cozumel island is Cancun, right? You could take a ferry to get there. It's going from, Bainbridge to Seattle. Okay. You can get on this ferry. And it's so quiet in Cozumel. And it's not like all the yucky touristy stuff, and there's not like cruise ships that are all over the island like how it is in Cancun, and so it's just quiet, and it's the culture, and it's just beautiful. I love it.
Do you speak much Spanish?
I'm learning. I get better as I drink, but
when you're drinking, all you need to know is baño for bathroom
and cerveza.
And cerveza, yes.
Por favor. Yeah. Thanks, Amanda. Yeah, well, I hope you have a great trip this year. When are you going to go?
Actually, I just got back.
Oh, right on.
Girl. Nice.
I need to go on a vacation.
See, that's what we're using ours for. It's so great. So, we want to go to Hawaii. So, we're going to go. We've never taken Tatum. So, she's fired up. She's very fired up to go to the Dole pineapple plant. Farm, whatever it is, the pineapple farm that they have there.
Specifically for the pineapple?
They have a train that you ride, and you go and look at all the pineapples, and then you could get pineapple ice cream with pineapple chunks on it, and that's all she's been talking about.
How does she know about this place? Have you been, showing her YouTube videos?
Well, we did, yes. Yes, so whenever we want to get her fired up for a vacation, we find things on online, and to get a vibe of what gets her excited. Obviously, Disney's easy, because it's the attraction, so I hope she's going to be excited to go to Hawaii. I mean, she likes water and the beach and, swimming and things like that. But, there's other stuff. So we're going to go to, Oahu, Honolulu, nice. Waikiki, and all that. But it's so funny. So, we get the tax return, all that, paid off the credit card bill, put a whole new series of charges on there. I was all good to go. And I got the worst text message I ever received from my wife. So we got literally finalized buying everything, the flight, the hotel, the rental car, had it all done. The next day she says, I think our vacation's the same time as Tatum's recital.
The one that she's the lead in?
Yes.
No.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Because we've gone over this a billion times. These are the dates. These are the dates. And I can't get mad because I've brain farted a million times on some stuff. So it's just like, I forgot. It's in the emails. I didn't even realize it. We had to re-cancel everything.
You had to cancel and start fresh?
Pretty much. Nice. Yeah. It was just such a... And I had a good discount because of the way that I did it the original way. But in order to re-cancel it, I didn't get that same discount, which was kind of infuriating. So, it's a few extra $100 more than what we were planning. But whatever. It's still going to happen.
You're going to Hawaii. And it's going to be great.
And yeah, we can't miss that recital. Although there was a part of me that was just like, I don't know. I think Tatum would rather look at pineapples on a train than dance at a recital, but maybe I'm crazy.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Rockaholics, what did you spend your tax return on? 206-803-ROCK.
We just got a text message that says, I bought front row seats to WWE SmackDown in September. Migs, are we going to see you there? Not only are you going to see me there, but you're going to see my friend Taryn Daly. I'm taking Taryn.
What?
Yes. And and we are also going to be in the front row.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you're going to get to experience, hopefully, Cody Rhodes.
Oh.
Up close and
my
personal.
My new boyfriend.
And if he's there, he likes to hang out after the show and high-five everybody.
Say less. I will be there.
He might even let you touch his sweaty chest.
Oh, my God.
If you're lucky.
Dreams do come true.
It does. It does.
So what did you spend your money on when you got your tax return, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
This one didn't spend on anything, but they wanted to go back to the conversation of getting money back. They said, thanks to 2 tax credits, a.k.a. kids, we get a good tax return, and then we were able to put back into the kiddos and paying off some medical bills as well.
That's awesome.
Having kids does help that.
Yes, absolutely.
That was pretty sweet when we had Tatum. I'm like, whoa, this is a little bit more than we usually get. Thanks, Tatum.
They're basically like, sorry for your troubles raising a crazy child. Here's some money. That's how it feels.
So he said, I just got a whole new wardrobe. That was pretty awesome. My wife always gives me a hard time of looking like an idiot. So I went to Nordstrom and went balls out.
That's kind of fun.
Well, I think you should not take that out while you're getting... Use a dressing room, I hope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. That would be kind of fun, though, to go and get, like, styled up.
I think a lot of people do this. Concert tickets. But if you say, I'm going to go see Pearl Jam, thanks to my tax return.
Probably took the whole tax return. Well, those tickets are very expensive.
Depending on who you see on social media complaining about it, it might have.
What is the average ticket price on those?
To see Pearl Jam right now?
Yeah. Do you know?
On the resale? Oh, boy. I got to imagine at least a couple hundred bucks just for nosebleed. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Let's see. Pearl Jam, you said, right?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam tickets. Yeah, yeah. That's not going to be cheap.
It just says, give us your tax return.
Well, yeah, for the Seattle shows. Oh, man, you're asking him.
I don't have to know.
Well, yeah, about 200 bucks you could get in there.
All right.
I'm not saying you're going to be, like, you probably won't be able to, like, tell if that's Eddie Vedder or Stone Gossard, but you're in there.
Well, Rockaholics, who out there in the ether would like a shot at beating Steve? He is currently 93 wins, 25 losses, and 13 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.